Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I don't know if you've ever heard the term before, but I think most listeners have. It's a diagnosis in psychology that we call a narcissistic personality disorder. This is a diagnosis that psychologists use to label a certain personality type that is considered psychologically unhealthy. And we're going to explore that personality disorder and see what we can learn from it, because there is a lot to learn from narcissists. Let's begin by talking about what is a narcissist. The term derives from a Greek legend about a god named Narcissus, who was so infatuated with the way that he looked that the other gods put a curse on him, so that when he looked into the water and saw his reflection, he fell in love with his own image. And that is what really a narcissist is about. They are so infatuated with their gifts that it's all about them when we spend time with them. So there are certain factors that have to be present in order to meet the diagnosis of a narcissist personality disorder. What are they? There are three things mostly that are present. The first thing is they are really good at something. I'm talking really good, because it stands out, because they need to have something that they can focus on, and that focus is going to be on themselves. So what they do is they develop some skill. Maybe it's an artistic skill, a political skill, an acting skill, a financial skill, whatever skill they've developed, they're really very good at it, better than most. And so what they do is with that skill is they focus on that skill. And so when you're with them, it's all about their success, their achievement, and how good they are. They're not very interested in how good you are, and actually they're pretty intimidated by competition. So when you're with them, there'll be a lot of focus, which is the second part of being a narcissist, on them. It's really all about them. I mean, the conversations are going to be about them, the dialogue, what they've done. It's just going to be about me, if I'm a narcissist. The only exception can be if they have children. Sometimes they can live through their children's behavior too, so they can be fairly protective of their children, as long as, you know, their children aren't a threat to them, but they may get vicarious sense of self through their kids. But mostly, again, it's just going to be about them. If you're in a relationship with them, they're quite challenging, and the focus is going to be on what they want, what they're doing. It's just all about them is the best way I can describe it. Okay. Now, I don't want to judge them, because that's not what we do on this podcast. But what we want to do is look at the third factor, because there's one third factor that's always present, period. If you're a narcissist, you're going to have this factor. And you might be surprised by what it is. It's incredible insecurity. Narcissists are incredibly, incredibly insecure. Surprised? It's true. We have done a lot of research on narcissists over the years, and that's the reason why they are so much promulgating their own issues and who they are and how wonderful they are, because they are so insecure, and that insecurity causes them so much pain. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to think about it. They just want to focus on how wonderful they are and have no sense of dialogue about their insecurities. Even people married to them who I've worked with over the years have told me they weren't aware of the insecurities because the narcissists shield them so strongly. Think of it this way. If I have a horrible, terrible cut, say on my arm, and if someone touches it, I'm going to go into excruciating, passing out type pain. I'm going to make sure no one gets remotely close to it. I'm going to distract them. I'm going to protect it. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure no one touches that pain. It's the same way for the narcissist. The insecurity is so overwhelmingly daunting, they will make sure that no one, and I mean no one, including their spouse, gets close to it. Sadly, again, the research has shown that narcissists really don't come into therapy to get help. And if they do come in, it's usually not about them. It's about someone else that they want to change. They're challenging to work with because they're hard to help. Now, this episode isn't totally about narcissists. What it is about is what can we learn? What can we learn from narcissists? Well, if you think about it, the main issue they're having is it's all about the self, their ego, and that's what they're focused on, so they don't have to look at their inner pain. What would be the opposite of this? What would be the opposite is, I believe, where we don't focus on the ego at all, because there is no inner pain. It's almost as if the two are correlated. What I mean by that is, with a narcissist, there's so much pain, it has to be about the ego. With a person who's extremely healthy, there's really no ego there at all. It's really irrelevant. And if you really know people or think about people that are truly doing well in life, I think you'll find one of the main factors they have is very little ego. It's not about what they succeeded with or what they've done. It's more about them caring for other people and reaching out to others. And very little is about them because they're not worried about what people think. Because the fallacy in worrying about what people think is that it will cause us suffering. I mean, mind you, sometimes we get some really good accolades about what we've done and who we are. But no matter who we are, sooner or later, we're also going to get things thrown at us that aren't positive, that can be quite negative. And narcissists react incredibly intensely towards these criticisms, where people whose ego is very small or diminished because they are healthy inside just because they are, when they get attacked, you'll see much less, if any, reaction at all. Think of it like a target. With a narcissist, the target is huge because there's so many ways that they put out there how wonderful they are, and there's a lot of ways they can be attacked because of that behavior. Most of us have some ego, so if someone were to comment, say, about our weight, we could feel some hurt from that, or about what we've done or haven't done in life. We can feel good or bad based upon what the behavior is and what the comments are and what we've done. But the smaller that target gets, the less when we get those comments, good or bad, the less we're going to feel. And ultimately, if we can get it where there really is no target, that we're living in the present moment 100%, then life goes really, really well. That's what this podcast is about, learning to make our ego as small as possible and being well. Because see, what happens is when we're kids, we are footloose and fancy free. We just do what we feel like and we have a great time. Once we get a little bit older, we start caring about what people think and our behavior changes based upon the reactions, positive or negative, that we get. And then when we become teenagers, where the hormones in our bodies begin to change, it can be over the top. It's almost like a lot of teenagers are mini narcissists because they're just so sensitive to criticism. But with time, as we grow, that starts to abate, get smaller. And if we work on this, it can get really small, because the smaller it gets, that ego gets, the better we're going to do in life. It's the opposite of being a narcissist. A narcissist is so focused on what people think about him or her that it doesn't take much to cause them a lot of stress and upsetness. They will, if you know one, I'm sure all of us know someone, it really doesn't take much to get them pretty upset and riled up or angry. The reverse is true, though, of people that are really doing well in life and have a very small or almost non-existent ego, which is the goal. The goal is to just flow with life and realize, yes, we have accomplishments, yes, we have failures, but we're not those failures, we're not those accomplishments. Those are just things that came through us, through our conditioning and through our behavior and genetics. We can't really own any of them. And the beauty of it is, the less we own, the less we're going to feel attacked when someone goes after us, or the less we're going to be elated when someone thinks highly of us. See, the narcissist wants to think really well about themselves, so that's why they push all their success out there, so that everyone will think highly of them and they'll feel good. But it's really a drug. They have this pain that they don't want to face, and the way they don't face it is by numbing it through the medication of, I'm great, I'm wonderful. But again, the problem with that is we just can't sustain it. We can't do heroin all the time. There are withdrawals and side effects. It's the same thing with the ego. There are a lot of side effects to making it all about our ego. People don't like us. We have a hard time keeping lasting relationships. We're angry. We're irritable. It doesn't take much to get us upset. But the smaller that ego gets, the less existence it has, the more then we are like young children just flowing through life with wild abandon. Not that we're hurting people, we just are doing things for the love of doing them. It's not about creating successes or doing wonderful so that people think highly of us. It's about doing something just for the sake of doing it and nothing more, because we enjoy it, because it's what we want to do. Because you see, narcissists and people with strong egos, they are very much dictated by the need to have approval of other people, because if they don't, they'll suffer. But then that dictates their lives. Their lives are being controlled by other people. I mean, let's use an example. This might be helpful. Let's say a person loves to travel. They have a limited income, but they do okay, but they have a limited income. But because they care about what other people think, they buy a home because they're going to get the approval of other people. They buy a car based upon the approval of other people. And now they don't have any money left to do what they love, which is traveling. You would be amazed at how many people make choices based upon what other people think instead of just doing it for the sake of what they want to do and what's important to them. The freedom comes when we just do it for what we want to do. For that very reason alone, life flows really well. So how can we apply this to our lives? How can we make this an improvement in our own lives? Or what can we learn from narcissists? I think the main lesson is, the more we focus on ourselves and what people think about us, the more we're going to suffer. The more we're concerned about the opinion that other people give us or the praise we get from them, the more we're going to suffer. The less we worry about this, the less we're concerned about what people think, the less we're going to suffer. So, if we're seeking happiness through what other people think about us, we are going to suffer. What can we do instead? Obviously the opposite. Become less concerned about what people think about us. I know it's hard. It can be very hard because we really do care about it. But part of wisdom, part of growing in our depth of who we are, is going to be letting go of what people think. We know teenagers suffer. We know that narcissists really suffer. So why do we want to suffer? The solution would be, I get it. Not everyone's going to like me. Not everyone is liked by everyone. That's just a given fact in life. Everyone has someone who hates them. Everyone has enemies. Everyone does. So if I don't seek the approval of other people, if I don't need that to be happy, then I'm going to do things for the sake of doing them. Now, that doesn't mean what we think, like now I'm going to be a real narcissist and do whatever I want. No, it means that we're going to do things for the sake of doing them. Like the job we're going to do is because we enjoy it. The relationships we have is because we enjoy them. The vehicles, the houses, the things we do is because we enjoy them. There's nothing wrong with having a nice house if that's important to us and we get a lot of value out of it. Let's say we love the mountains, and we've always loved the mountains. So we were able to build ourselves a log cabin up in the mountains. Let's say we love the beach. We love the beach, so we're able to get quite close to the beach, and it costs a little bit more. But we get great value for that. The freedom comes from, that's the only reason we're doing it. Because some people will be proud of us, and some people will think it's silly what we're doing. But caring about what other people think just causes suffering. It's hard on us, and we're listening to this podcast to alleviate suffering, to find happiness. And the solution there is all the things that we think make us happy, like approval of others, having other people think highly of us, those are fleeting, so they can't work. They never can work, no matter how successful we get, no matter how much we have. It's always going to be, in the eyes of others, something they can look down on. So instead, if we just do things for the sake of doing that, and of course, loving others at the same time, because the ego isn't there, we're not intimidated by, we're not threatened by other people, by their egos, because our ego has gotten very quiet itself. So what naturally arises out of that is not only are we doing what we want to do, we also want to encourage and help others to do the same. Love comes from egolessness. Egoness. Narcissism creates monsters sometimes. I mean, dictators and people who have done horrible things in history are often narcissists. But an egoless person, the people that have the least ego, are never like this. They are loving, they are kind. This is a natural outcome when we're not competitive, when we're just doing things for the sake of doing them, as long as it doesn't hurt us and as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Life flows beautifully. So we really can have happy lives if we learn lessons from the narcissists. Our lives can go well as long as we keep our ego as quiet as possible. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn a lot more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you are finding these podcasts helpful and want to leave a review, that would be great. When you go to the site, you'll see a G+ on the left-hand column and a Yelp, Y-E-L-P. You can just click on it and leave a review about this podcast. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.